And some Americans, as we've heard, still have hard feelings about a law they never wanted. Now, one rare example of bipartisanship may be another casualty of the bitter debate. Cooperation between Republicans and Democrats who have long worked together to oppose abortion. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the escalating war of words.
For Democrats and Republicans who oppose abortion, party has long been secondary. That is until Sunday, when Democratic abortion opponents broke with Republican abortion opponents to help pass the health bill. That led to this conclusion from Eric Erickson, a Republican consultant and head of RedState.com, an influential conservative blog.
Like unicorns and Perseus, pro-life Democrats are myths.
He'd get an argument on that point from Bart Stupak of Michigan. Stupak very nearly prevented the bill from passing over the abortion language. He only voted for it in the end after he extracted a promise from President Obama for an executive order. In that order, signed Wednesday, the president promised not to use the new law to expand abortion rights. That gave Stupak and his anti-abortion Democratic colleagues the assurance they needed to vote for the measure.
With the final bill plus the executive order, make no doubt about it, there will be no public funds for abortion.
But New Jersey Republican Chris Smith, who co-chairs the Congressional Pro-Life Caucus with Stupak, saw things quite a bit differently.
We are looking at legislation that contains within it the largest expansion of publicly funded abortion in history.
Not surprisingly, Republicans and Democrats who oppose abortion also disagreed on the impact of the health bill. Ohio Democrat Marcy Kaptur said that giving more people health insurance could actually make it more likely that women with unintended pregnancies will carry those pregnancies to term.
In those communities that have provided maternal care and health care for children, for all children, we find that the abortion rate goes down significantly.
But Republican Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota predicted the opposite.
If there is taxpayer funding of abortion, there will be 30% more abortions.
It got downright nasty later in the evening on the House floor. Republicans tried to offer anti-abortion language as an amendment to the so-called health care fix-it bill. Democrat Bart Stupak got up to oppose it.
The motion to recommit does not promote life. It is the Democrats who have stood up. It is the Democrats who have stood up to suspend. Those who were shouting out are out of order.
During the outburst, Texas Republican Randy Neugebauer shouted out, "Baby killer." Democrats booed. Political scientist John Green says he was stunned by the divide he saw develop on Sunday.
I was sitting there with my jaw dropping, you know, watching, you know, this debate unfold between people who had been pretty strong allies for quite some time.
Green heads the Bliss Institute of Applied Politics at the University of Akron. He's studied the politics of abortion for years. But Green says in some ways you can't be too surprised, given the overall partisan tone that's taken hold in Washington.
Particularly for elected officials, partisanship may ultimately count more than issues when push comes to shove.
But Green says there was a religious split that made the political split possible. While Catholic bishops continued to oppose the health bill on anti-abortion grounds, Catholic nuns and hospitals said it did, in fact, prohibit abortion funding.
And I think that made a big difference because it gave many pro-life Democrats some cover to compromise on the bill.
In the end, Green says, the debate boiled down to a simple matter of trust. Democrats believe that President Obama will keep his word to prevent abortion funding. Republicans don't. Here's Republican Joe Pitts of Pennsylvania.
This puts the fate of the unborn in the hands of the most pro-abortion president in history.
And there are indications that the fight could get beyond just words. Over the past 36 hours, there have been increasing reports of threats made against lawmakers in the wake of the health bill votes. Many of those threats have been directed against Stupak and his group of anti-abortion Democrats who voted for the health care bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
For answers to some of your questions about the health care overhaul law, visit our website, npr.org.